Sarebbe potessimo ricordare la nama, la renca, la madre, la madre, la cavattata, Shankaram, loka, Shankaram, Ato, Brahma, Jignasa,
Ato, Brahma, Jignasa,
Suryahi, Jodhana, Dhamma, Sarakshanam, Sasva, Vishaye, Niyunjanaiva, Purushamava, Bodhayati, Brahma, Jodhana, Tu, పురుషం అవబోధయత్యేవ కేవలం అవబోధస్య చోదనాజన్యత్వాత్ పురుష అవబోధే నియుజ్యతే. సి కర్మ జ్ఞానం, దట్ టూ థింగ్స్. కర్మ ఈజ్ వాట్ యు డూ, జ్ఞానం ఈజ్ వాట్ యు నో. ఓకే, కర్మ అండ్ జ్ఞానం, దే ఆర్ టూ డిఫరెంట్ థింగ్స్, అపోజిట్ టు ఈచ్ అదర్. Like the North Pole and South Pole. That is the vision of Vedanta. Okay? Whereas Vaisheshikas and Nayayikas, they say both are same. There is no difference between the two. Karma upadhyate. Upadhyate means karma arabhate, arabhyate, begins. Karma begins. Jnanam api upadhyate. Jnanam also begins. It is also born. And karma, jnanam includes, karma includes jnanam. Only thing is, jnanam could be a more subtle than physical action, but still it is action. Therefore, they do not distinguish between karma and jnanam. Okay, that is Sankhya, Vaisheshika, Nayayika. Then Mimamsaka. In among Mimamsakas, Kumarila Bhatta, he doesn't accept anything called jnanam. He accepts only karma. And within jnana there are two departments again. One is upasanam and other is jnana. Again, within jnana. The word jnana means upasana. And the word jnana means jnana, which is other than upasana. So, Prabhakara Mishra, another Mimamsaka, he gives some credence or some status to upasana. So, they do not accept anything called jnana. Even when they accept there is something called jnanam, they call it useless. What will you do with jnanam? It must become an anga or auxiliary to karma or upasana. Then only it will be valid. Otherwise it is not even valid. So like that they look at it. Okay, these are all different opinions. When we come to Vedanta, we say karma and jnanam are two distinct departments. One is Nirmana Vibhagaha, other is Vijnana Vibhagaha, two different departments. And then, what is the essential nature of the human being? Mimamsakas say, karma is the essential nature of human being. You are karta, you are essentially karta, that is your nature. So, Vaisheshikas and Nayayikas say, you are essentially karta bhokta, both. And Sankhyas say, you are only bhokta, not karta. And Vedantins say, you are neither karta nor bhokta. So this way, generally, bhoktrutvam comes into the category of jnanam. Bhogaha nama upalabdhireva. You know, suppose I enjoy the taste, meaning I know the taste. There is no thing called enjoying the taste other than knowing the taste. So, bhoga comes under jnanam. Therefore, bhoktrutvam comes under jnana, kartrutvam comes under karma. So, both are there in atma. That is how Vaisheshikas and Nayayikas say. Whereas Tarkikas, Sankhyas say, only bhoktrutvam in atma. That's why it is said among these darshanikas, Sankhyas come closest to Vedantins. Because when it comes to the essential nature of Atma, both focus on Jnanam as the essential nature of Atma. All others fall behind. So these are some of the general situations. And in that context you have to understand all this discussion between Karma and Jnanam. So here Shankara says there is a fundamental difference between Karma Chodana and Brahma Chodana. Chodana is the Vakya which talks about karma, and the Vakya that talks about Brahma. Their operation is altogether different. In case of karma chodana, it does two things. First, it makes the person know. It helps the person know. And then it goads the person to do niyunjanaiva pravartavabodhayati. In fact, there, the helping the person know is secondary. Making the person do is primary. And helping the person know is in the way of making the person do. By helping the person know, you make the person do. That's why helping the person know becomes important. Otherwise, making the person do is the thing. That is how we want. That is the karma chodana. Whereas in brahma chodana, it is helping the person know. Only that much. Kevalam avabodhayat keva. So, this kind of fundamental difference is there. Avabodhanasya chodana janyatvat na purushaha avabodhe niyujyate. Suppose you say, you helping the person know, is that not niyoga? Niyoga means commanding. Is that not a command? No. You cannot command a person to know. You can only help the person to know. Because knowing in itself is not the subject of commanding. It doesn't fit into the commanding. Commanding is possible only when a thing has to be done. Commanding is not relevant when a thing has to be known. Suppose this is a pot, this is a flower. Suppose this is a flower. Now, I close it, I put it there and say to you, this is a flower. Am I commanding you to know it as a flower? No. Suppose I try to command you, come on, you know it as flower. The command is wrong. Because for knowing, it is not determined by your wish or will. It is not determined by your will. It is determined by the thing itself. So, vastu tantro bhavet bodhaha kartru tantra upasanam. That is the Vijayarana Swami. Bodhaha knowledge. Vastu tantra means hetu. Knowledge is caused by the thing. Whatever is the thing, the knowledge is according to the thing. It doesn't depend upon you. It depends upon the thing. Whereas upasana, it depends upon the person. So you can do upasana this way or that way, all varieties you can do. Like for example, this is watch. That is jnanam. This is Ishvara's blessing to me. That is upasana. Okay? This is Ishvara's blessing that this watch I own. That is upasana. But this is watch. That is jnanam. Yatha akshartha sannikarshena abhavabodhe tadvat. So, you see, yatha akshartha sannikarshena abhavabodhe bhavati tadvat. You see, avabodhasya chodanajanyatvam, that is the point. The knowledge is not a product of command. You cannot create knowledge by commanding. You can create a work by commanding. Hence, the idea is you can command the person to perform a work this way or that way. But you cannot command the person to know a thing this way or that way. Suppose I put a flower before you and I command all of you, come on, you know it. It is a book. Will you be able to follow my command? You will not be able to follow. Therefore, I need not command. I can only put the vastu before you. Aksha artha sannikarshena. When the indriya, aksha is indriya, is sense organ. So, when you see an object, or when you pick up the smell of a thing, or when you hear a sound, So this is what is called aksha artha sannikarsha. In that situation, the knowledge happens, avabodha happens. It happens according to the thing with which you are coming into contact. Suppose you come into contact with a particular flower, then the knowledge of the flower happens. You come into contact with a book, then the knowledge of the book happens. The knowledge happens based on the thing. It doesn't happen based on the command. You may wonder why such a big deal is being made. There is a reason for it. It has to be done like that. Because in the world, they confuse between karma, jnana, and within jnana, they confuse between upasana and jnana. There is always confusion. So you take a piece of stone, call it Vishnu, and somebody takes a piece of stone again, he calls it Shiva. Now, what is it? Is it Vishnu or Shiva? It is neither. What is it? It is a piece of stone. Then what is this Vishnu and what is this Shiva? It is upasana, purusha tantram upasana. You can look at it as Vishnu and somebody else wants to look at it as Shiva. It is up to them. Apna apna marji. Okay? Therefore, now what happened to Vishnu and Shiva? What are they? They are upasya. They are upasya. Vishnu is upasya. Chatukbhujaha Vishnuhu upasyaha. Trinetraha Shivaha upasyaha. They are not vastus. Did you get what I say? There is so much confusion in the world about certain basic things. Shiva is not the vastu. Trinetra Shivaha is not the vastu. Chaturbhujo Vishnu is not the vastu. It is the upasya. For some, Chaturbhujo Vishnu upasya. For some others, Trinetra Shivaha upasya. Why bheda in the upasya? Because apna apna marji. That's why bheda. Everybody is willing to imagine or visualize as a whatever way he likes. Therefore, upasya bhedaha asti. But upasya bhedena vastu bhedaha na bhavati. Therefore, God is one. Or if you don't want to call it God, fine. Reality is one. Truth is one. And different people look at it differently. Ekam sad vipraha bahudha vadanti. The day when upasya bheda is taken as vastu bheda, that was the day of the degeneration of Hindu dharma. Because we think Vishnu is a different gentleman than Shiva. We think like that. Where from this thinking came? This thinking came from the fundamental error of looking at upasya bheda same as vastu bheda. So upasya bheda does not create vastu bheda. Therefore somebody worships as Vishnu, somebody worships as Shiva. You see, a sattvic mind worships as Shiva. A tamasic mind worships as Rudra and Bhutagana and all that. A rajasic mind worships as Vishnu with all kinds of alankaras and multiple marriages and all that. Yeah, if I say these things, they may sound a bit odd. I have said it, now I cannot help it. Therefore, upasya bheda is there in vastu. Vastu is nirguna. That's why he said rajasik, tamasik and manasa. Vastu is nirguna. It is neither rajasik, nor tamasik, nor sattvic. Vastu is nirguna. That is, we are coming to that. Therefore, there is a fundamental difference between upasana versus jnana. Upasana same as karma. Jnana totally distinct from karma. Diametrically opposite. Here, in Brahma Jijnasa, it is about jnana, not about karma. tasmat.
Tasmat.
So that thing is settled now. That is the meaning of tasmat. That is the conclusion of a phrase. Kemapi vaktavyam.
Kemapi vaktavyam.
Yadanantaram.
Yadanantaram.
Brahmajignyasa.
Brahmajignyasa.
Vadishyata iti.
Vadishyata iti.
Therefore this atha meaning is now settled. So atha expects something prakuruta before. Purva prakuruta apeksha is there. I am repeating myself again. The word atha, anantaryartha, is settled. Therefore it expects something before. And that something must be prakuruta. You cannot say, just now I had a cup of tea, now I am having a class. Not that kind of something. Okay? Yatkinchit kurtva, yatkinchit anyat karoti. Not that kind of something. Something purva, not that kind of something. Like I sit, then I will go and run. Therefore running is caused by sitting. You cannot say like that. It is incidental that you are sitting before running. That's all. No connection between the two. That kind of unconnected purva, anybody can bring out. We are not interested in that. We are interested in something which is connected purva. The context must fit into the context. It must be purva. It is needed. Otherwise, what will you do with this atha? That is purva prakruta apeksha. But then something which is earlier, connected, that we will say, it is swadhyaya. No. Something which is connected with the additional qualification of hetu phala bhava. That kind of a thing we need. Means something which helps in Brahma Jignyasa, which was earlier to Brahma Jignyasa, that we have to say. Yadanantaram Brahma Jignyasa upadishyate iti, that we have to say. So what is that? Came up with, what could be that? Uchyate. So we are telling you what is that. So uchyate means upadishyate jartaha. By whom upadishyate? Maya, no. Not by Shankara. Shankara's word, you know. You have to say uchyate shrutya. Or uchyate sutrakare. Like that you have to take it. Nitya nitya vastu vivekaha.
Nitya nitya vastu vivekaha.
So iha mutrartha bhoga virāgaha.
Iha mutrartha bhoga virāgaha.
Shamadamadi sadhana sampad.
Shamadamadi sadhana sampad.
Mokshutvancha.
Mokshutvancha.
So this is the sentence that has inspired millennia of Vedantic students. Already 2 millennia of students, generations of students and Mahatmas and the Sikhs were inspired by this single sentence. So they are 4. Sadhana Chatushtayaha, Chatushtayam. What are they? Nityanitya Vastu Vivekaha. You should have that discrimination between a thing which is real or not real, a thing which is fleeting or transient, and a thing which is permanent. Nitya, anitya, vastu, viveka. In fact, strictly if I have to translate, I have to say the discrimination between the time-bound thing and the timeless thing. That is the nitya. Nitya is timeless and anitya, time-bound. You should see the distinction between the two. What is time-bound and what is timeless? You see, unless you put this focus on time, you will never come to the truth of Vedanta, I tell you. What we do is, instead of focusing on time, we focus on extraneous things. Like, we say parampara. What is the parampara? So you give a big list. So you focus on the list. And then you have a number of rituals associated with reverence to the Guru, number of rituals. One of them is reciting verses. Something else could be washing the feet of the Guru. Something else could be taking the Guru in a bag and going around. So all these rituals you focus. And they are all unnecessary, you know. Extraneous things. Sometimes they add to the beauty you may pursue. but you put a bunch of flowers there, which is unnecessary, you know. You are not doing a good thing like that. So all these extraneous things they focus. And they focus on multiple worships. So you worship one form of worship and be satisfied with it. Why should you worship half a dozen forms in various Shraddha? So you should focus on one thing, you know. And one worship, one mantra, one astha, one Shraddha should be there. And also, when you allow your focus to be scattered in multiple directions, the real focus will not be there. In fact, you students of Vedanta should focus on something called time. Do you know this? The bondage of human beings, the samsara bandha, is the bandha of time. You should know that. There you should focus. Wo asal ko chhod ke sab pakadte rehte hain, savarte rehte hain. That is unnecessary, you know. You should focus on time. Time is your bondage, I tell you. You are bound by time. Like, are you not bothered by your past, your success and some failures? Do they not disturb you? Therefore, yes or no? Yes. Therefore, you are in the bondage of time. Are you not concerned and worried and afraid of the future or not?
Yes.
Yes. Therefore, you are in the bondage of time. Are you not trying for continuity?
Yes.
Continuity, economic stability, that is continuity. And then after death I have to go to heaven, that is continuity. My family name should be continued in this life, that is continuity. Don't you know there is nothing called continuity in this creation? It is, you ask a quantum scientist, a quantum physicist, he will tell you there is nothing called continuity. Continuity is a myth. There is no such thing. Don't you know that? You should know. But you are, you say, what are you? I am an old man. When you say I am an old man, are you not in the bondage of continuity? I am going to die. You are in the bondage of continuity. You are celebrating your birthday. You are a victim of continuity. Are you not? Are you have any answer to my question? People are in the bondage of time. They should know that. They don't want to know that. They want to study so many other things and talk of all shastras and all that. So there is a proverb in Telugu. So you don't want to stand on the ground, but you want to do some big exercises. In the air, what will you do exercises? First, get your foothold on the ground. Therefore, time. Shall I tell you in one word what it binds you? Shall I tell you in one word? You want to hear? Time. Time binds you. Now, you focus there. Leave alone all other extraneous things. And Kala Purushaha means Parameshwara, who is in the form of time. And that is the Kala. And then Kali, that is the Maya Shakti, which is Avidya in the case of Jiva. And Ishvara, Sattashri Akal, one who is beyond time. That is different. So this way, there are really number of statements which tell us that Kala is our problem. Time is our problem. And if you understand this, you become free from it. Already Jnanam is like that. You need not do anything about it. You understand and you are free. So, anyway, so nitya anitya, you look at yourself, you look around. Now you examine, you tax your thinking, tax your brain, and find out what is it that is time bound and what is it that is timeless. Develop that viveka. Okay, nitya anitya vastu viveka. Like necklace is anitya, gold is nitya, all that you know. That kind of a thing you can tell. Okay? That is true also. That kind of viveka you should have. You apply this way. Nitya, nitya, vastu, viveka. The world around you, all of it is anitya. All of it. Time bound. Now you don't want to do that. You want to decide what is mithya. And then go on talking about mithya for 10 years. Without understanding it. Don't bother about the technical definition of mithya and all that. You tell me, the world around, is it time bound or is it beyond that? Is it timeless or time bound? The sun, time bound or timeless?
Time-bound.
These planets,
time-bound.
The stars.
Time-bound.
So, the entire world is time bound. And so you have yet to find what is timeless. And you look at yourself. So, the body, time bound. The mind, time bound. Therefore, there is something in myself which is timeless. Even in the jagat also, there is something which is timeless. It is called Brahma Sarga Vivekaha. When looking at the jagat, the Nama Rupa, as Nama Rupa, it is time bound. As the underlying reality, it is timeless. When you look at yourself as body mind, you are time bound. As the underlying reality, Atma, you are timeless. That is the Viveka. So, Nityanitya Vastu Vivekaha translates as Brahmasarga Vivekaha outwardly and Atmanatma Vivekaha inwardly. That translates like that. That is one. Then second, Ihamutrartha Viragaha. That's what he says. Ihamutrartha Bhoga Viragaha. Okay. Artha means things. Bhoga means the pleasure that you derive from those things. Okay? So, you develop dispassion. What is raga? Dhatu is ranj. Ranj is dhatu. Okay? Nakara will go, Pradhanakara, it will go. Ranj, Dekham, Raj, Ja becomes Ga. Is that how it is? Raga. So, what is ranj? You take a piece of cloth like this, white to begin with, and dip in a color solution, of dye, you know, coloring material, and pull out. What kind of cloth you will get, colored cloth will get, that is called ranjanam. Ranjanam, ragaha, one and the same. Only prachayas are different, vasavu, postriyam. So prachayas are different, aparachaya it becomes ragaha, lyut prachaya it becomes ranjanam. Okay? So meaning is same. So colouring. So when you are attached to a thing, psychologically, not physically. Physically we are not talking about it. Psychologically when you are attached to a thing, that your psychology, your psyche gets coloured by the thing. How coloured? In its presence I feel good. In its absence I feel bad. That is called raga. Suppose I come and you put a bouquet there, flower bouquet. You put, I feel great, wonderful, very beautiful. That is called raga. Okay? And I suppose next day you do, Monday you put, chalo, aadmi ko thoda santushta kare. You put it one day. Every day you cannot put. You don't want to put also. You are also clever, you know. So, next day you don't put it. Then I go, oh, this fellow is very calculated. And clever also. Yesterday he put, he thought too much is unnecessary. So he did not bring it today. And so I become a little disturbed and unhappy. So, this is called raga. That is called raga. In its presence you feel comfortable. In its absence you feel unhappy. That is called raga. Means now, it colors your inner interior. Let us come to interior. Without defining what it is, your interior is colored by the thing. That is called raga. Now, can you be free from raga? Viragaha. Vitaragaha. Vigataragaha. That is how they say. So, vigataha, ragaha, yasmat saha. That person called viragaha. So, can you become free from that kind of a passion? Raga is a kind of passion. So viraga means dispassion. So, this kind of a passion people have for the bhoga, the pleasure that you derive from the things. Because you are attached to the pleasure, you are attached to the thing also. Otherwise you can say arthasya bhoga, that you are attached to the pleasure of the thing. And this thing could be in this world and it also could be in the other world. Our prayers could be of this world or could be of the other world. It could be either way. So prayers are like that. Prayers and rituals are all like that. You see, the prayer, it gives away our thinking. The prayer, you show me the prayers that you are doing, I will tell you what kind of a person you are. So like that. So, Shatrun Chindhi Chindhi Pindhi Pindhi. That is the prayer. Wrote Pajjama Prasaya Kavachana. I have enemies, so destroy them and break them into pieces. But what kind of prayer it is? So like that. And then other kind of prayers will be, so Vindeyam, may I get. So what should I get? So what is that? Hiranyam Prabhutam Gavo Dasyo Shvanu Vindeyam Purushanaham. You see, one wonderful thing is nobody knows the meaning. That is a beautiful thing. If you know the meaning, it will be sitting before you. Aham Vindeyam, may I get. That is the prayer. Get what? Purushan. Purushan means Sevakan Ichartha. Servants. Dasyaha. Dasyaha means Dasihi Ichartha. Bhagavachanam should be the Vaidik prayoga, you know. Dasyaha doesn't mean Dasi. Vitiya Bhagavachanam, you have to convert it. So I need a servant mates. I need servants, male servants. And what do you need? Prabhutam Hiranyam. This much gold. At least 10-15 kg gold if I have, I will manage with that. Prabhutam Hiranyam. And what else you want? So cattle wealth. Cattle wealth. Bahuvachanam means cattle wealth. So only this much I need. So how is the prayer? All are this world things. Then the other world. Other world. So, you see, Pururavas Chakravarti was there. Pururavas Chakravarti. He went to a mela somewhere in Haryana, I think near Kurukshetra. There was a mela in those days. He went to that mela. Unexpectedly, a lady called Urvashi from heaven, so she also wanted to visit this mela. This is the popularity of the mela reached heaven. And so she came to visit the mela. And she was keeping herself unnoticed. And she was watching the mela going on. And the Chakravarti was also watching. Suddenly, Chakravarti saw her. Before she could cover her face and withdraw herself behind the curtains, etc., whatever, or in the balcony, so he saw her. And immediately, he fell in love with her. Love at first sight. Okay? And then, immediately he made inquiry. He asked his servants, come on, find out in that balcony. I saw the most beautiful woman shining like a string of lightning with Judha. So there must be someone. Find out who she is, whether she is married or not. If she is not married, I want to marry her. He is a dharmatma. Okay? Then they inquired. They found out and told her she is not of this earth. Occasionally she comes, she is Urvashi. That kind of information. No, I want to get married to her. No, you cannot marry the heavenly women. You cannot. They won't marry you. You can't marry them. Unless you go there. Then he asks, how can I go there? Then the people tell him that there is a rishi in the forest, and he knows the way to go there. So he goes to that rishi, and the rishi says, you have to study Veda and perform Somayaga, Jyotishtama, and to perform. Then the Puru Ramas Chakravarti, he studied Veda, already whatever he studied, some more he studied and performed the Yaga. And because of that, he gained her. This is the story in Rigveda Brahmanam. So from then on, the story goes in the Veda, it goes to say that that was the beginning of human beings performing the Jyotishtoma ritual to go to heaven. So like that in the Veda, it is described in Rigveda. Therefore you want the things of the other world. So iha artha bhoga viraga amutra. Amutra is other world. Amutra artha bhoga viraga. So both are included. In fact, it is said in Kathopanishad, yadeveha tadamutra, yadamutra tadanveha. Like that. There is a mantra in Kathopanishad. Whatever is here, this is some Urvashis and Apsarasas are here also. You go to Bollywood, they are called stars anyway. So similarly, whatever you have here, they are there. And whatever they are here. So you should become dispassionate towards both. No, we keep that also and we do Vedanta also. This kind of drama also doesn't work. So here, you have to burn all your boats and come here. That is how the Vedanta is like that. But people are very clever. They want to keep the cake and eat it too. So they apply that method. They keep that also and this also. That's why it doesn't work. So these are some of the basic qualifications for Brahmajnyasa. And then Shamadamadi Sadhana Sampat. All this comes from, this Sadhana Vichara comes from Prasadaranya Upanishad. So there you have the Vakya, Shanto Danta Uparatastiti Kshishtha Vittas Samahito Bhutva Atmanyeva Atmanam Pashyet. That is the Vakya. And in one, this Bhutadaranyaka, there is a Kanva Madhyandina. Two versions are there. In one version, 5, and another version, 6. So you take the 6. That is what Shankara means, Shamadamadi he means. So here, Ratna Prabhakara gave some nice definitions of these things. So the mind, you withdraw the mind from worldly things, called Shamaha. Laukika Vyaparat Manasaha Uparatihi Shamaha. Uparamaha Shamaha. You see, one Mahatma used to say, Uparama Eva Ramaha, he used to say. Rama, Lord Rama. Uparama is Vitrudrayam is Lord Rama. So anyway, Uparama Eva Uparamaha, he used to say, when you withdraw from the worldly things, you go close to Lord Rama that way. Anyway, so Laukika Vyapara. You want to withdraw from your worldly interactions. Vyapara is interaction. That is called Shamaha. Why so? Because you have to understand that you may want to pay attention. You have to understand that the world is unreal. That is what you have to understand. It is unreal. It is not real. So, but you have a problem there. What is the problem, you know? You think of the world all the time. See, when I say you, not the people sitting here. Okay, please understand. That is the style of speaking. So you all came with love, so I don't want to make you unhappy. So that is the general style of speaking. Therefore, so as long as you continue to think about the things of the world, it appears real to you. Now, it is not about the semantics of it. Semantics means you and I sit and discuss about mithya, satyam for a month. That is not the point. You don't arrive anywhere there. The person who says the world is satyam also, for him satyam. The one who says world is mithya, for him also world is satyam. You don't arrive at it like that. You see, as long as you think of the world, it appears real. You stop thinking of it, you will know it is not real. Sri Ramakrishna used to say, you see, Sri Ramakrishna is not a Vedanti. This is some other misconception. But you see what he said, what he said, you know. What he said is, when you keep contact with the world, you will not know the world. When you dissociate from the world, you will know the world. When you associate with Ishvara, you will know Ishvara. That is what he said. To know Ishvara, you associate with Ishvara. To know the world, you dissociate from the world. So, world ke saath association rakhte huye, world ko nahi jaan sakoge. You will not be able to know the world. You will think it is real. To know that the world is not real, you will withdraw from the world. This, I have proved it. I tell you how I proved. I told one gentleman, this stock, etc., stock market is there, you know, it is virtual. Means unreal, it's jatha. It is virtual, means unreal. There is nothing like any, there is nothing real in that. But it is a big thing. There are channels which are totally dedicated to the study of stock market movement. But it is all unreal. I told this, my friend told me, how can you say, Swamiji, it determines our lives? How can you say it is unreal? I am unable to understand you. Then I said, you must be speculating. He said, yeah, for the 15 years I am speculating. You will not understand what I am saying. You cannot. You cannot. Then how to understand? You stop speculating. What shall I do? You give up all the stock and convert it into fixed bonds. Don't lose money. I don't want you to lose money. You keep your money. You don't lose it, you need not give to me also. You keep it with you. Keep it with you. God bless you. You have it, you enjoy it. So, but one thing, you put it in fixed bonds. So get less return. Be satisfied. Be contented. You do that. He said it will take 1 year. Okay, let it take 1 year. So he withdraw. And now he is not speculating anymore. Then I asked him, okay, now you wait for a month. He waited. Now you look at the stock market and tell me how it appears to you. He said it appears unreal. It is virtual. It works like that. So, there is a big discussion whether for a jnani, whether the world appears or not. So first you become a jnani, then we will see. Why do you discuss it now? I tell you, it doesn't appear. The world doesn't appear the way it appears to an ajnani. You think it appears, it doesn't appear. Shall I tell you an example? Don't mind. For me, caste, creed, race, religion don't appear. They don't appear to me. I don't see them. Why I don't? I don't know. I am color blind. Like caste blind. I am caste blind. Creed blind. I don't see. I don't. Rather than saying I don't see them, let me put it this way. They don't appear to me. Why don't they appear? For somebody else they are appearing very strongly. Whereas for me they don't appear. Why? It depends the way you look at the world. Therefore, you think there is a world and it is appearing to you. You got it wrong. You project a world and see it. You have to come to that. It will take a while to come there. But anyway, therefore, as long as you think about the world, it will appear real to you. On the other hand, so you come, came from somewhere, from Delhi or from Hyderabad, you came. All that appears real to you. Because even you sit in Hrishikesh, you are thinking of that. Suppose I sit in Hrishikesh and I am not even thinking of Hyderabad. It doesn't appear real to me. I can see that it is all unreal. It works like that. Therefore, Shamaha. Without Shama, you cannot understand the truth of Brahma. Then, Damaha. The sense organs, they are always interacting, they are always running into the sense objects. Like the children will be there. So, they want to play cricket. So, they will be running outside all the time. All the children, they will be calling each other and run to the ground with bat, ball and all that. Why? Because they want to play cricket. Our sense organs are like that. Eyes are running towards forms. Ears are running towards sounds all the time. So the sense and taste buds are running towards tasty dishes. Like that, it is all movement. This movement, you have to arrest. Arrest means not forcibly. You have to see the folly of it all, and then the movement will cut down. It comes down. Like, you see some forms, all right, but don't run after the forms. You hear some sounds, all right. Suppose some music is coming. I don't mind. I don't mind it. But I am not going after that. Music. You see, one Swami came to me saying that, Swamiji, we have to revive Karnataka music. I said, why? We should revive Karnataka music. You cannot sing, I cannot sing, both of us. No, not singing. We will form an organization and promote Karnataka music. Why should we promote it? It is already getting promoted. So if you want to listen, you tell me, I will find out. And tell you can go and listen to that. It is already getting promoted. No, we have to protect it. You have to protect Karnataka music. You don't want to protect yourself by knowing the Atma, but you want to protect Karnataka music. Why should you protect Karnataka music? It did ask you to protect it. All imagination. And you took to sannyasa to protect Karnataka music. Kya baat hai? So this is how Vahya Karanana, so it is going like that. Do you know, before Tyagaraja there was a different kind of music? And he did not try to protect that music. So Tyagaraja was 250 years old person. Before him there was a different kind of music. Like that. He did not try to protect her. He tried to see Rama and get liberated from the bondage of samsara. And now we don't want to see Rama as Tyagaraja sees. We want to protect Karnataka music. So human mind is a crazy mind, I tell you. You need withdrawal. Vahya karanana upashamaha. Then uparati. If you see the definition of uparati, you will be surprised. You see, adharma uparati. You have to withdraw from adharma. That is dharmashastra topic, not Vedanta topic. Okay? Then the kamya karma uparati is also at the beginning of Vedanta. Kamya karma. Kamya karmas are dharmika karmas. They are sanctioned. You have to do uparati. Okay? That is uparati. Then finally, nitya karma also you have to do uparati. That is sannyasa. Therefore, uparati can be taken in a context as kamya karma viramaha. So freedom from kamya karmas means you will not perform any ritual with a desire. This you have to implement it. Like you go to Ganga and offer arghyam to the rising sun and come back. But you are doing it for no reason. When you are doing it for a reason, you have not got it yet. You are doing it for no reason. It is called spontaneous karma. Then that is called uparati. Sri Ramakrishna used to say, when you chant the name of Lord Rama without knowing why, that is when you have reached the truth of the truth. That is what he said. Without knowing why, you should chant the name of Rama. You should worship Rama without knowing why. Why am I worshipping? I don't know. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was asked, you seem to be, he is an Advaiti. Our friends have converted him into a Dvaiti, but he is an Advaiti. So he was asked, why do you chant all the time Hare Ram, Hare Ram? Then he sat immediately. Yeah, correct. Why am I chanting Hare Ram all the time? I never thought about it. Adat pad gaya. I don't know why. Then he says, I'm sorry, I looked at myself and tried to find a reason, but I could not find a reason. I don't know. Let me chant because I seem to like it. Let me chant. That is called Kamya Karma Uparatihi. You do a ritual without knowing why, without seeking any result. That is called Uparatihi. Then finally, even Nitya Karma you give up. That is Uparatihi. So, why should we give up karma? For jnana's sake, for jnana. There between jnana and karma, you choose jnana by giving up karma. So now we keep both. You do not know what Shankara, you do not know Shankara. If you want to keep jnana and karma both, I can only say you have not understood Shankara. Because Shankara, one thing he has done very thoroughly, that is jnana karma samuchaya khandaram. You cannot keep, like you cannot keep the cake and eat it too. Like I will keep my wife and I will take to sannyasa also. You stay with your wife. Why should you take sannyasa, not necessary? So therefore this is jnana karma samuchaya is not possible. Therefore, for the sake of gaining jnana, vihita karma. See, what is Dharma Shastra's message? Nishiddha karma parityagaha. What is the Vedanta message? Vihita karma parityagaha. Kamya karma parityagaha, nitya karma parityagaha. Both are vihita. That is called uparatihi. Then titiksha. Titiksha is not a sannanta. It is a nipata. It is not sannanta. Looks like a sannanta. It is not. Because that sa is there, you know, ka and sha. So, titiksha is a nipata. What happens is, sa is appearing, titi, dvitvam is appearing, therefore you get the feeling that it is sannanta. It is not. E is appearing. It is all confusing. But it is not sannanta. So, you may want to look into it. I remember what I am saying, what I remember. It is a nipata. It means endurance. There is no desire in it. The desire meaning is, icha meaning is not there. It is endurance. Sahanam sarva dukkhanam astitiksha negatyate chinta milapa rahitam apratikara purvakam. This is Shankara, Vivek Jodhamani. So titiksha, endurance. You should develop endurance. You know, otherwise what happens, you know, suppose you do not have endurance, then heat is there, you can't endure it. When it is cold, you can't endure it. For health reasons, we understand, but not about health reasons, comfort reasons. We want comfort. So we don't want to endure heat, we don't want to endure cold also. You know, in Africa what they do, in the car, they keep temperature 69.4 Fahrenheit. Suppose it is 69.2, oh, it is very cold. Suppose it is 69.6, oh, it is very hot. This is how the cars they keep like that. That is not titiksha. So titiksha is a little cold and a little heat. As long as your health is not affected, a little cold, you are okay with it. A little hot also, you are okay with it. Shitoshna. Then sukha dukkha. This is also another problem. See, I should have all the time sukha. Namar dukkha. This is the formula. So that's why some of our people, rich people, etc., they keep a house astrologer. In-house astrologer. This in-house, he will be given a lot of money every month. His job is to keep a check on the planets. And the horoscope and the planet movement, all every day he has to compare. And if any planet is thinking of any mischief, this man should immediately recognize that mischief. Oh, this puja is going to do some mischief with our boss. Vasman is a rich man. So puja is going to do some mischief to him. So immediately he will tell, sir, puja is going to do mischief next week for you. So then he will ask, is it? Next week I have some urgent works. So और नाव क्या करना पड़ता है अभी. सो सर वी हैव टू डू पूजे दोष निवारणम सम रिचुअल वी हैव टू डू. ओके डू इट. हाउ मच मनी इट विल कॉस्ट सम 20,000 सर. ए यू अरेंज 20,000 सबको दे दो एंड ही विल गो एंड दिस मैन सिट्स एंड परफॉर्म्स द रिचुअल लाइक दैट. दे हैव एन इन हाउस एस्ट्रोलॉजर to keep all dukkha at bay and to invite more and more sukha. Kya baat hai. This is craziness, I tell you. You can never live life like that. Then how do you live life like that? Sukha comes. We are not particularly welcoming it. It comes by the higher power and it goes. Dukkha comes and it goes. It's all right. Sometimes some disappointments will be there. It's all right. Suppose somebody said, I am bringing such and such with me. Okay, please bring it. So he came and he says, sir, I forgot to bring it. It's okay. All right. Not a big disappointment or anything. We need it, but still it's okay. Suppose he brought it. It's all right. God bless you. That kind of a space. You need a space. And this is shaking, I do not shake. That is the space. Mind is shaking up and down, I do not shake. That space. You need that space. That space you get by enduring. Sukha comes, I accept it. Dukha comes, I accept it. Then you get this space. That is Upanati. That is Titiksha. Then Samadhan. Mind, it is all about mind only. Samadhanam is mind only. So, you see, in the mind, you have a few problems in the mind. That is the laziness of the mind, intellectual laziness. Intellectual laziness. Shall I tell you what is intellectual laziness? You should have an open mind. You should not have fixations for such classes. Intellectual laziness means, I will not think, my guru will think. Then what you will do? I will do Pada Puja and the surrender myself and Guru will think. Okay, Pada Puja is good, surrender is even better. But the thinking you have to Guru yourself. No, no, Guru will do. On my behalf, Guru will think. He knows what to think. That is the parampara, you know. What is parampara? Parampara is a frozen thought. A thought which was frozen is called parampara. What do you mean by parampara? You should think yourself. If parampara word you take literally, then the sutra should read as athato brahma jnanam. It should read like that. It doesn't read like that. It reads as athato brahma jnasa. It reads like that. The sutra is coming from Taittiriya Upanishad, Bhrugavalli. There, bhruguhu bhruguru vaiva arunehi. Runam Pita Ramupasasara. So he went to the father. Father means the son. The father loves the son the most. And he went and asked, I want to know Brahma. Then father should tell the Brahma. What is his problem? He loves the son. He should tell the Brahma. He should hand over Brahma Jnana to the son. What is this? Tad Vijitnya Sasva. Tad Brahmeti. You go and inquire and find out. Why should he do like that? At least mother should tell, silent, young boy, you want to put him into trouble? He will give it to him. Like that mother right? Should he tell like that? What is this? Go and find out yourself. Tapa, tapa karo. Tapa alochane. Sa tapo tapya dhanna, sa tapasa brahma vijay. So you do tapas. Sir, father has done tapas. Father has realized Brahman, Varuna, you know. Varuna is a jnani. In Taittiriya, Varuna is a jnani. In Katha Upanishad, Yama is a jnani. In Kaushitya Upanishad, Indra is the jnani. They are jnani purushas. So he should tell, he should give the jnanam. What is this tapasa brahma vijnyasasva? You go and contemplate and inquire and know Brahman. And poor guy, he will do it for a year and comes back with some conclusion. And he negates it, no, you are wrong. You try again. The direction is okay, but the conclusion is wrong. You are in a hurry. Go and try again. From that, what did you learn? Does it convey anything to you or not? Yeah. So you have to learn to think. For that you should give up this intellectual laziness. It is called torpor. So this intellectual laziness in which we are willing to believe, not to think. We are willing to follow, not to investigate. You should give it up. That kind of a mind. Now I am describing what is samadhana, a mind which is open and alert. That is sattva. Open means not constricted by fixations. Open and alert and pliable. Pliable means it is willing to modify itself. That is the pliability. A plier, you know, that kind of thing. Pliable. And creative. When a message is passed on or when a critical point is pointed out, you should be able to catch it. Not just reciting the same old thing again and again and again like a worn out gramophone record. But not that. Very creative. That kind of a mind, a state of mind, silent also at the same time. That kind of a mind is called samadhana. We have a simple word to cover all that. Awareness. Be aware. Not to go on thinking feverishly. Be aware. So these are the six qualities. And then finally mumukshutva cha. So I will discuss this mumukshutva in detail.
Shraddha.
Shraddha is there. Shraddha. Shraddha. Shraddha is there. Shraddha is missed out, yeah. The Uttara Prabha, he did not put Shraddha there.
Shraddha is there. Sarvatra asti katha.
Oh, he put it there?
Sarvatra asti katha.
So I will see Shraddha also. And then mumukshutvam. And then we will proceed. Evening class. Hari Om Tatsa. Om Purnamada. Om
पूर्णमादाय पूर्णमेव अवशिष्यते ॐ शान्ति 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 हरिः ॐ